When you think of jazz, what names come to mind? Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Charles Mingus. Did you think of only men? In jazz, women instrumentalists and composers are rarely celebrated. The new Berklee Institute of Jazz and Gender Justice wants to tackle that bias. But, as WBUR's Amelia Mason reports this morning, it's a big challenge.
When Samantha Spear was a teenager, she was obsessed with jazz. She played the saxophone and idolized musicians like Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong. But when she tried to get gigs at the jazz clubs in her hometown, a rite of passage for young players, she had trouble breaking into the male-dominated scene.
I was told, we don't play with skirts.
As a result, she missed out on the same opportunities as her peers.
Then seeing my friends who all, you know, said, you should really be playing out with us, you know, getting the gigs that I didn't get because they didn't want, you know, the responsibility, apparently, of playing with a girl.
Those attitudes followed Spear into adulthood and to Berklee College of Music, where she studies jazz composition and performance. One incident in particular stands out. Spear was getting ready to play a jury, a graded performance for a panel of judges.
Before I even played a note or introduced myself, one of the adjudicators said, you should have done your hair today. And it was just like it is now. I have naturally curly hair and, you know, I'm not going to wake up at 4 a.m. and start straightening it. So that was really challenging. And then I had to play and, like, get a good grade.
Such remarks may seem innocuous, but they're emblematic of an industry that often subjects women to sexist comments, or worse. Berklee itself has come under scrutiny in recent years, after it was reported that the college had quietly dismissed nearly a dozen faculty members accused of sexual misconduct. These problems affect all corners of the music industry. But jazz is an especially male-dominated field, where even ideas about musicianship are gendered.
You play like a man, which is said like it's supposed to be a compliment.
That's ethnomusicologist Asia Burrell Wood, who works at Berklee.
And it's like this cognitive dissonance. I can't understand that this amazing killing sound is coming out of this person who is in this body. So instead of changing my thinking, I'm just going to regender this person into something that fits into my framework, which is men can play and women cannot.
Wood is the managing director of the Berklee Institute of Jazz and Gender Justice. The Institute was founded last year by the renowned jazz drummer Terry Lynn Carrington.
Because it's been, you know, such a male party for so long, I think young women feel like they're being invited, you know, into a club or into a party. And I would like for them to feel more like, you know, they're throwing the party.
Carrington hopes to make real progress toward gender equity in jazz at Berklee and beyond. But the Institute is still in its infancy. Right now, it's mainly focused on creating coursework for Berklee students. Wood teaches a class on jazz history through a feminist lens, and Carrington leads an ensemble that highlights women composers. The ensemble meets on Tuesdays in a small studio at Berklee. The class is open to students of all gender identities, but the majority of people in this room are women, a rarity in the jazz department. On this day, they're working on a piece by the pianist and composer Jerry Allen called The Gathering. Carrington wants her students to appreciate Allen's talent, her virtuosity, her prolific output, her unique sense of melody. That's one of the Institute's goals, to shine a spotlight on women's overlooked contributions to jazz. It also wants to make the genre more accessible in the future.
From middle school to high school, you see a drop-off with young women, particularly instrumentalists in jazz. High school to college, another drop-off. And even after college, another drop-off there.
The Institute hopes to slow this drop-off rate and to fight entrenched sexist attitudes in the jazz world. These are big problems with no easy solutions. But Carrington brims with ideas for what they might accomplish in the future. She says the time has never been more ripe for change.
There's a desire, you know, there's an energy building, you know, around this that feels a little different.
Carrington says she doesn't expect jazz to reach gender equity in her lifetime, but she feels a responsibility to make things better for the next generation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.